You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands Podcast, hosted by Elliot Shreparks and Jack Fritz.
That's a big clap.
That was good. That was the most together we've been on that in a long time.
We're locked in. Sixers are locked in.
Exactly.
Welcome on in. It's another edition of
The Earth is Shaking.
The Earth. We are survivors today.
Yeah, we are survivors. I need a shirt.
Exactly. It's another edition of the Clap Your Hands Podcast, presented by Coors Light, Jack Fritz, Elliot Shreparks, James Jackson, all hanging
in
out
the house.
Here. I know. Every time with James Jackson's name, I gotta say it with like James
enthusiasm.
Jackson.
Yeah,
it's a great name.
A lot of enthusiasm.
It's a great name to say. Full. Like my, I think my name's actually great. Full toe.
It would be
Elliot
funny.
Shreparks.
I just,
your name you have to say.
Agreed. Exactly.
All the way through.
I just wish. I would like to know how different your career is if you were just Elliot Shore.
I don't know if I'd have a
career. Or Elliot Parks.
Or Elliot Parks.
I like Elliot Parks.
Parks. You could survive.
Elliot Parks sounds like a baseball player. Like
I
a
agree.
Baseball
player. I am a baseball
you
guy.
You are.
Yeah.
Many people love your baseball
exactly.
opinions.
Yeah,
I think
especially you.
Elliot Shore, you'd have no chance.
Agreed.
Elliot Parks,
Elliot
I think
Shore
you'd be
sounds
right.
like an actor.
Yeah, Elliot Shore sounds like a short name. Like, it does. Well, I guess it's close to it,
yes.
Elliot Short. Yeah.
That's good. We're off on the right foot, per usual, with the Clap Your Hands podcast. Big win last night, Elliot. I mean, obviously, we're live at Union Tap
Thanks
in the Northeast.
Thanks, everyone that came out.
A lot of D's Nuts jokes.
It was.
Which is good.
It was a classic Northeast.
It really had the big game feel to it.
There was a guy there. Shout out to Derek. He must have said you're in the Northeast about, no lie, 30 times.
The whole time.
He was loving it. He's prideful of where he lives. I like
that. Of course.
Yeah,
it was
like
a good time. So if you're ever in the Northeast, go check out the Union Tap. Good spot. Great food.
Very good food. You got the fish tacos.
Big fish taco guy.
Yeah. It's a bold move.
So it's a bold move, but it's also shredding season. And
it is.
Listen, the burgers, if I was not in trying to get in shape, they looked phenomenal.
Burgers would have went down.
Oh, my goodness.
Burgers had
pulled pork, mac and cheese, barbecue sauce. Like, it was basically like a burger bowl.
Believe me, December Jack was looking at it, and it was like needed.
He was ready to go.
But March, April, almost summer Jack
got bigger
was like
things
fish
to worry
tacos.
About. Yeah.
Are you trying to lose weight because when WIP posts pictures of us, people call both of us fat?
Yes.
Yeah. That's basically what 100%
happens to
me.
Right.
Will you guys like that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm big, but like not that big.
Yeah,
there's plenty bigger people.
You look awesome. You look awesome.
One too many jokes, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let them win. But
how about those Sixers?
Speaking of winning, how about those Sixers? And it was one of those games where it's hard not to believe again. Like, it's hard not to, like, damn it, I'm ready to get hurt again. What was your big reaction to last night?
That was a moment. That was a moment.
You always.
A year.
You have a way.
A year or two.
Of saying things where it's just like.
Get ready for 3 o'clock when I'm on. But in all seriousness, that was like when we, if in 2-3 years, Maxey is one of the best players in the league, or Maxey is the best player on the Sixers, or Maxey has turned into what people think he can turn into. I think last night was his arrival. I know it wasn't a playoff game, but it felt like it.
It was the biggest game. It was the biggest game he's played in.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought it was the best game I've seen him play in a Sixers uniform. I know he scored more points, but he almost had a triple-double. And what was so impressive to me was down the stretch, whenever it really felt like they needed a bucket, he got it for him.
Yep.
Like, all I want in a guard for the Sixers is to be able to throw him the ball and feel confident they can score. It's why we had the debate last time about Lowry or Maxey. That obviously looks foolish now because Maxey crushed it. But I just, to me, why that was such an important moment for Maxey and such an important moment for this team is because the game, all game, they went up big and the Heat would come back. And then they would build like an 8-10 point lead, then the Heat would come back. And then the Heat take the lead. And I'm texting with my friends. We're talking at the bar with people. And it was a lot of, man, of course. Of course, this is what
they dominated the game.
They, they dominated. But it was, of course, the Heat are going to win because the Heat are winners and Jimmy Butler's a winner. And look, they have culture on their shirt. And this is why you're afraid to play the Heat. And then the Sixers stepped up and got it done. I know that at the end, you know, Embiid missed a few shots and Maxey missed one. So it wasn't like they scored every single point in the fourth quarter. But Maxey had more points in the fourth quarter than anybody else in the game. He made big shots down the stretch. Oubre stepped up big.
Yep.
Like that was, it felt like the play-in game. And that was a massive, like, high-pressure situation. And to see this team come through in that moment, it was incredibly encouraging. And to what you're saying about how can you not believe, how can you not believe in this team? Like, what have they shown, you know, this year to make you think that they're not capable of a run? There was a stat that came out last night that when Embiid and Maxey play together, they have a higher winning percentage than any other team in the NBA. I was on the morning show today, and they were like, well, why should you believe? And I know it's a small sample size, but there is a legit argument that this Sixers team is the best team in the NBA when they play at their best. The stats back it up. The records back it up. They have the players to do it. Like, this isn't a fluke. Now, they need to put it together. The playoff stretch, because of where they're at in the seeding, might be difficult. But last night showed you that at their best, this is a team that nobody is going to want to play when Maxey plays like that.
But it's not as difficult if they can just get that sixth seed.
I'm not as big into getting the sixth seed.
Here's why. Like, they would play the Cavs.
I agree.
Listen, I know.
No, you're right. You're right.
Everyone's hopped up, right? You beat the Heat, and if you play in the play-in, whatever, it happens. And then you got the Bucks. And I know the Bucks have been.
No, you're right. You're right about this.
It's fine. We're working our way through it.
Yeah.
But I know the Bucks kind of have that. They scream fraud, right? When you see them because they're 15 and 15 with Doc.
Yeah.
They lost to the Grizzlies and Wizards in back-to-back games.
They might be the three seed, by the way.
They could.
For all the fighting for the six seed, they could be the three seed.
They could. I still think that when the playoffs roll around, I would be shocked if, like, Giannis doesn't take his game to another level, mm-hmm. Lillard can't figure it out. Like, if I'm betting on their chances to beat one of these teams, it's not the Bucks because I just think they have waves of guys. If you can get to the six seed and you can play the Cavs, there's a path here.
Yep.
There's a path to a Sixers-Celtics Eastern Conference final.
Out of the second round. So if they're the sixth seed and play the Cavs and they beat the Cavs, they would then play, because it doesn't re-bracket. So they would play the 2-7, right?
Because then Boston would play the 1.
No. Yeah, Boston would play the 4-5. So if they can, if they get the Cavs,
the
so Knicks, basically
they play the winner of the Knicks Magic after that?
No, if they're the 3-6, then they play the 4-5 in the
right, which
round.
Would be the Knicks Magic right now.
Okay, yeah.
They play the winner of the Knicks Magic. Knicks Magic.
No, sorry, they would play the 2-7. They play the 2-7.
So right. They play the winner of the Bucks and the Heat.
So the path as of right now looks like it would be Cavs-Bucks.
Cavs-Bucks-Celtics.
Yeah, but I mean. But
versus Heat playing Bucks first round.
Yeah.
And then Celtics.
Can I get ahead of something really quickly?
Sure.
If they get out of the second round, and I hear anybody being like, oh, out of the second round, throw a parade, blah, blah, blah. Bro, getting out of the second round is going to be a magical moment
for sure.
If that happens. Yeah. If Embiid cries on the court, I will not blame him. I will respect it.
Let's not cry.
Because everyone made fun of him when he cried against the Raptors because they lost. Getting out of the second round would be a huge moment for this team. It would be years in the making, lots of like pain and disappointment. So just getting ahead of it, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. They could still be like out. You know, like they could.
You are setting yourself up to be very
right,
hurt.
But I'm just getting ahead of it. That anyone that makes fun of people being excited about the second round thing, that is extreme loser energy.
Unless you like just don't like the Sixers, I don't think that's really going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
But why? Like,
because people like to hate on the
Sixers. No, but I think people have been burned by the Sixers.
Yeah.
And if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, like this season becomes a massive win.
For sure.
So
I agree
like
with that.
I don't. And you're getting out in front of something that I think you're creating.
Maybe it's
in
a straw man argument. I can just already see people.
Although, I mean, I will say, if I was listening to you say this, I would be saying, here he goes again. What do you want, a parade?
Yeah, so, exactly. That's what I mean. Like when I come on the radio the day after they're in the second round, and I'm like, what a moment, da 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 da. And everyone's like, oh, they got the second round. Who cares? Like, no. Like, even,
it would be good, though.
No, because if you get out of the second round, you're awaiting an Eastern Conference Finals matchup. So I don't think anyone's going to be upset about
that. No, but
what
I'm saying is the reason getting out of the second round would be such a big deal is because of all the failure. That is why.
Of course.
Yeah, like.
And given what the season has been so far.
And I said on the last pod, too, that what is this season going to mean at the end of it? Because, look, could they win a title? Sure. But ultimately, if they don't win a title, what do we feel at the end of the season? And I guess if Maxey, after last night, and has a great playoff series, has a great playoff run, you could feel really good about him.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, just getting out of the second round would be such a massive, like, box checked. If they could get, if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals,
it would be a monkey off the back.
It would be a career changer for, like, Embiid. In all, I mean,
now he would still need a finals appearance.
Agreed,
at least.
But I'm just saying, getting out of the second round would be such so big for this team. And that's why, look, I was on with the morning show this morning, and obviously I love all those guys. But they're, you know, they're like, oh, it wasn't that great of a win because the Heat aren't that good.
What are they talking about?
I it's always, for some reason with the Sixers, everyone always has to diminish their accomplishment. Like, last night was a massive moment for this team. It was a huge win. They almost blew it against the Heat. It was.
A massive moment.
How is it not?
Because it's a regular season game against the Heat.
But it wasn't really. Like, there's five games left in the season. It's basically for home court advantage in the play. And, like, it was a really, really big
win. It was a big win.
Yeah.
It was a big win.
On the road against a team that everyone thinks is winners. I just.
All right. When you think of massive moment, I can't have a massive moment be beating the Heat.
Why?
In April.
I can.
The regular season.
I can. Like, this team had a lot to prove going into that game. Did people feel like they were going to win that game? Probably not.
Probably not.
You certainly did not.
If we pulled fans, it would have been, oh, Jimmy's a winner. Blah, 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 blah. Maxey stepped up and was the best player in that game. Like, that's a huge moment for
Maxey. I agree. It was good.
Almost had a triple-double.
You did almost have a triple-double.
You see Kyle Lowry said he should have, like, hunted out that final rebound.
Yeah, come on.
Be in veteran mode.
Come on, Tyrese.
Yeah.
Come on, Tyrese. No, it was because I think we've been hard on Tyrese.
I've definitely been really hard
on
Tyrese.
And I don't think it's totally changed. Like, I'm not using like a 30. It was really good.
It changed.
It also shows how important Joel Embiid is. Like, yeah. I don't think last night changed from now I think he can be the second best player in a title team. Like, if they go add Paul George and then Maxey's in that role,
right?
Like, I think that just adds the floor of this team. But it was huge from the standpoint of, like, I like how happy he is. But it was less smiley and more business.
Yeah, well,
from Tyrese.
So for me, it actually validated everything I think I've said about Tyrese. And I've been hard on him, and I think as a pod we've been hard. But the last night was what I've been wanting to see out of Maxey. Like, last night was special.
Last night was like what Jamal Murray was for Jokic.
Yes, and last night was frankly what any great player is. Like, on the road, big game, and did it down the stretch. If you think about what Maxey's been with Embiid out, there have definitely been really good stretches of play where he scores a lot of points, where, you know, he shoots well. But I feel like a lot of times when we talk about a Maxey game during the stretch without Embiid, it was Maxey wasn't why they lost. They lost because of Tobias or whatever. They won because of Maxey last night. How many big games in Maxey's career can we sit here and say they won because of him? I mean, in the Nets in the first round last year, he had big moments. And I'm not trying to diminish, like, everything he's accomplished. But last night was the Maxey moment. Like, that was the arrival, in my opinion, of Maxey as a legitimate, like, NBA All-Star. And I know he has to do it in the playoffs. But what it showed last night was he has it in him to do exactly what we want him to do. To be the guy that you can give the ball to in the fourth quarter. We joke all the time about how he doesn't score in the fourth quarter, right? Like, 1 point against the Heat the last time they beat him, and it was on a free throw. He had 9 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Him and Oubre were the two leading scorers in the whole game in the fourth quarter. So that's what you want to see out of Maxey. We know he can shoot. We know he's tough to guard in the half court because how quick he is. We know that, I mean, look, he's improved as a passer this year. The next step in being a great NBA player is being somebody that you can just give the ball to and say, man, we really need a bucket. You can do that with Embiid. I didn't know.
Yeah,
you could
do that. Yeah, but it's harder. It's harder late in games in the playoffs.
So that's why
last night was so important.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, what I saw last night, it wasn't about how it looked or you know, it was that it happened. I mean, we were at the bar last night. Like, people were really excited about this team. And I think seeing him do that, for me, was a massive moment in how I view him as a player.
Well, and I think what last night did for a lot of people was, you know, when Embiid went out, it was definitely more, wake me up when he's back.
For sure.
And it was, it's
I mean,
hard
dude, to... I almost cried on the pod.
You did. Yeah. No, I know. It's okay.
No, you did cry.
You did cry.
It was laughing tears.
Laughing tears. Yeah. Yes. But
tears were...
It was
the
a lot
line
of pain.
Was blurred between laughing and crying.
Tears did come out.
It was a lot of pain. It was a lot of pain. But I think what last night did was give some wind at the sails.
Yeah.
Because even the first game back, like they beat the Thunder, but it was like, yeah, but it was without SGA and and Jalen Williams. And then last night, sure, I know. I mean, the Heat also. I mean, for as much as people like to give them credit, they might stink too. I mean, like they're just not that good of a team.
Agree, but they, for what it's worth, they were also in the finals last year.
They were.
So yeah. I agree with you.
You long-time Heat guy over there.
Always been a long time. I mean, I'm a big Heat culture guy.
You respect the culture guy.
I respect the culture.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. The Heat are not the Celtics, but. Frankly, like, what team is a great win at this point? Even if they beat the Timberwolves, who I think are good, you could certainly sit there and go, well, they're not, they don't have big game experience. Like, the Nuggets would be an impressive win. But the Heat.
If they beat the Nuggets, are you jumping to the finals?
Well,
or are you talking about, like, just a.
I'm telling you right now.
If that was the Nuggets last night?
If the Sixers play the Nuggets in the finals, I will never be more emotionally invested in a series than I will.
Oh, I know.
That right there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're all in.
I will need that one.
Meanwhile, fraud-esque and jumped off the.
I know. He doesn't get Tate Jokic if it happens.
I agree.
If the Sixers beat the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, I need Eurojohn. I need him.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
A whole segment of Eurojohn.
Yeah, get him a good cell phone.
Get him a cell phone that works. And
I need him.
We can have it. But, man, it was just. Because what mattered the most last night. I don't know. I haven't really seen Tyrese make shots like that. I'm sure there's been like isolated times where he's been, but like in that moment, like he's not obviously Kyrie when it comes to handles. But like Kyrie can create a shot and get it up.
Great separation.
And you know that's what all these like little 6 foot guard. And I felt like with Maxey, it's a lot of he does a little hard and step back, or there's a pick and roll he can get to the rim. But he scored in like multiple levels late in the game. And when you get to the postseason, you get in these big games, you have to go up against the Celtics or the Cavs or the Bucks. Like, he needs to be able to do that. So I just, from that standpoint, it was huge.
Well, really quick, last thing. I was joking with James at the bar last night. But that, like, baseline jumper he hit, I think it was to put him up 5 towards the end of the game. I mean, that reminded me of Iverson's step over against the Lakers.
Here we go.
No. he let that fly to me, and I was like, we should keep that one. Yeah. Keep that one to ourselves.
Watching it go in, to your point, Jack, like, I think that could be a really good shot for him. Like, I think he's good at it. I think he can create separation along the baseline. Mm-hmm. And he has to have a move or a bucket he can go to in these big moments. And he went to that a few times last night.
Yeah, and there's a couple of shots where I was like, no way he's going to make that.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And he made it, which is good. So, massive Maxey game. Joel Embiid, like, it's just so funny. Because I think people were a little surprised, I guess, how he looked when he came back against the Thunder. Mm-hmm. And in two games, like, last night just looked like Joel Embiid. Like, he's going to play more minutes down the stretch here. Some of the jumpers are still a little bit off, but their defense has already gone from terrible without him back to being one of the best in the sport. Like, he has such massive gravity, and he looks fine. Like, he just looks fine. And the healthiest, barring a freak injury in the last 6 games of the season, it's going to be the healthiest he's been heading into the postseason.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So as excited as I was about Maxey's performance last night, I do think that is reason to legitimately feel like they can do something. The main reason I feel so much better about this team is I never in a million years ever thought the outcome of this would be he comes back and looks better than he did beforehand. Ever. I was convinced that he was going to come back and look out of shape. He was going to plod up and down the floor. He'll have a massive brace on. Like, he'll be playing with it all the time. He's like, he looks skinny. He's moving well.
You doubted Joel, man. You really did.
I did.
You doubted the process.
I have a really good knack of jumping at the worst possible. Like, I'll defend a take for forever, and then I jump off at the worst possible moment, and then it completely turns around.
Right.
And that's what's happening with the Sixers, unfortunately. But the good news is I've defended them for 3 years, so I feel strong.
Well, the good part is, like, you know, there's WIP on the air, and then there's clap your hands.
Exactly. It's a different world. So, I've been more positive on
You have been on the more positive on the station.
But regardless, I think the real reason to believe in this team is Embiid looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think he looks way better than I ever could have hoped for. What was crazy is he was minus 22 last night,
Mm-mm.
which is very weird.
Plus minus is dumb.
Yeah, well, especially for one game. But just watching it live, and when you watch it at a bar, I think it's always just like a little bit of a different experience. You're not scrolling Twitter the whole time. You're not hearing everything everyone's saying. But for me, every time I looked up and everyone like watching the game, I thought Embiid looked great. Like I thought his offensive game looked good. At the end, he missed those shots that really, you know, he missed that like free throw type shot, which would have helped. He took that three, which I didn't love. But I think he looks like Embiid. That's like the best way I can put it. I think he had, what, 29 points in 24 minutes or something like that?
It didn't feel like 29 either.
No, it didn't. I saw a tweet, you'll like this. He's the first player since Wilt to average more points than minutes or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, Wilt
who knows if really that count. Even happened.
Yeah. The way they had the capacity to figure out minutes and points per minute.
Real quick tangent off that.
Yeah.
And I know this, I don't know if this is going to connect with you, but like when people have like Willie Mays' war or these guys' war.
Right.
How the hell how do you calculate that when there's no data on it?
Estimate.
It feels like they probably just make it up for the vibe.
I don't think you can make up.
Let's be real. If they put Willie Mays' WAR into the calculator and it came out bad, do you think they would share it?
But it's not that it's bad. It's just how do they even get it to where it is? What's the data points?
They have the stats, right?
Yeah, but WAR's.
I don't even know how you calculate that.
Right. I'm guessing it's like
you could tell me it's anything. You could tell me anybody's WAR is anything, and I'd believe it.
So I don't know how to calculate WAR. All I know is that by the end of the year, it generally.
Right.
Makes the best players in baseball.
Gotcha.
So is Willie Mays on your fraud list?
Willie Mays is great. I just used him as an example. They have all these guys. Lou Gehrig's WAR. Mickey Mantle's WAR. It's like, well, how the hell?
Don't have Wilt's assists. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. There's no tape of Wilt. That's why. I'm just kidding. Did you see there's someone in baseball that said he doesn't think Babe Ruth exists?
Yes. Yeah, so now
respect
we're just
the take.
Now we're just.
He said there's like one game.
Anyone that played before 1980.
You have to question it. Are
we sure they're real?
Are we sure they're real? But yeah, it's like I don't know. This is actually what I expected from Joel. And
wow, I'm shocked. I did not.
Because he's sort of like Bryce.
Wow.
He's sort of like Bryce.
You should tweet that.
Where he's like, people will worry. I'll worry, and it's just like he's.
He's fine.
Mostly fine.
But it hasn't been like that. Like when he's come back from injuries before, and the tough thing is it's been in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like in the heat of the battle. And last night felt like a playoff game, but at least he has a little time to get ready. He just hasn't looked like this. He just hasn't. Like he's put up good numbers and he's helped the team. And you're right about how much he helps him on defense, but he hasn't looked like this. I mean, in the fourth quarter, he was like guarding Terry Rozier one on one, like sticking with him on the perimeter. I mean, that's tough for anybody to do, let alone someone that's coming off of knee surgery and hasn't played for 2 months. There is no shot.
Now, he did dive into the stands, which I didn't appreciate.
He did, and who was it that almost fell on him? I think it was Bam, maybe?
Of course.
Bam, the biggest fraud in the NBA, other than Jokic. But, by the way.
We had this debate last night,
so Jokic cannot win MVP. It has to be SGA. Just wanted to
They're not giving it to SGA.
I know, but they should not give it to Jokic. Jokic coasted through this season, which whatever. But
and
like
they coasted and they're the one seed.
Right, but it's SGA. The story of the season is not Jokic. The SGA is more a story of the season than Jokic.
How about this? There is no story. There's just no story in the NBA.
How about
this? Would you not give an MVP if you don't think someone like rises?
No, I think you have to.
You have to give an MVP.
Is that
should we not?
I'm surprised
not
he
award
would,
an
he would,
MVP if there's no one deserving.
I was surprised. Would expect you to say no. If there's no deserving MVP, don't give it.
There was no deserving MVP last year in football, really, until
the last 2 weeks.
Who
of the
even
season.
Got it?
Lamar.
Well, that's not true. Lamar had a great year. They were the one seed.
Lamar didn't lead in any. Quarterback stat.
I think
MVP.
You're underestimating what Lamar did.
Let's put it this way. If Brock or Dak won the MVP,
with those
I don't
same
think
stats, you'd be livid.
I think you,
you'd be
look,
livid.
Much like titles, not all MVPs count the same. But
do you think there should be years where they shouldn't award an MVP?
No, I think every single year you should award an MVP. Yes, for sure. But again, it's like the Nuggets title. Like, yes, they have a ring, but we all know it's like a fugazi. No one cares.
No one,
yeah, but they
but no
won
one
games.
That way
I would be on board with if we don't deem there's an MVP, so no one rises above the rest.
Nah,
okay
you have.
It.
I mean, look,
Anthony
I
Edwards
respect
is
the
probably
take,
one of the stars of the NBA this year.
Anthony Edwards, I think, would deserve it.
Because to me, if you don't give the MVP to SGA, then I don't want you to give an MVP.
I don't
to
want.
Else.
Look, if Jokic gets it, then I agree it doesn't.
Three-time MVP.
Yeah, but tough. In all seriousness,
if he's a three-time MVP and a two-time Finals final, as two finals.
Again, I don't care.
Does his care? Does his count this year? I just wanted to.
We'll see who they beat. We'll see who they beat. I can't tell you off the jump that the title's going to count.
If they beat the Celtics, does it count?
If they beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, yes.
If they beat the Sixers, does it count?
Yeah, yeah. If they beat like the Cavs or like the Heat or the Bucks, maybe like then if their path to the playoffs is like
if they beat the Bucks, it's real.
Yeah, that's like the line. The Bucks is the line.
They're gonna go like Kings in the first round, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. We'll play a bunch of fraud teams on the way.
All right, hey, no one's listening. We're just talking.
Yeah, okay? I know. Trust me.
Yeah, no, we're just going each us three in a row. Yeah. If he beats the Sixers, it doesn't really matter, right?
What do you
mean?
It
doesn't count.
Of course it counts.
On your Jokic meter count of things that matter, if he beats the Sixers, it doesn't count.
Well, the difference is he would have beaten Embiid. And Embiid's one of the, if not the best player in the league.
I just want to see where you're at.
No, look, trust me.
I think it would count because I respect the player.
There is no way the Nuggets are beating the Sixers. There's
what
no
do you
way.
Mean there's gas.
No, there's no way.
They would beat him in five.
Gasp.
No,
they would beat him
no
in
shot,
five.
No shot.
How many games do you think the Sixers win in Denver?
Embiid in Denver? The tough thing is they have such an unfair advantage there. But
Jokic has made it work.
Yeah, well, Jokic doesn't run, so of course. Like, Jokic just plods up and down the court and passes.
Makes beautiful passes and is a bucket.
All the people, this video of him throwing that pass.
Dude, like, it was a dime, though.
It was not a dime.
Nice pass,
he was wide open. It was like, you act like he threaded
it
through.
Dude, if you threw that, it's not even reaching half court. Okay?
He threw a full court.
I could definitely make that
pass.
Dude,
that was a seed.
But also, like, yes, of course he can throw the ball far. He's like 7'2" and strong. Yeah, like is anyone surprised he can throw the ball length of the court?
That far?
Is it like, oh wow, like what witchcraft?
No,
who would have
no.
thought Jokic could throw the ball far?
Give that pass to any other center in the league. There's maybe like two of them that are getting it.
Every single center in the league can make that pass.
No shot. On the line,
centers are not
perfect
that coordinated.
Shooting pocket. It's just another example of his brilliance. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Good God.
I can't wait. Actually, now I have to root for the Nuggets.
I know
if the Sixers get knocked out. They're an unbelievable basketball team. It's okay.
Yeah, they're a good team. That doesn't mean we have to like act like they're an all-time great. Like, Jokic is unbelievable. Like, I agree with Gilbert Arenas. Jokic is probably the worst MVP.
Dude, Gilbert Arenas has trash takes, man.
He does, but that was a good one. Are you trash shaming? I mean, are you take shaming right now?
I would never take shame.
Well, it certainly sounded like you were.
Very pro. Speaking of takes, I got one take. I got to get it out of the way. No. Because the season kind of is reminding me, and I know this is going to kill your soul because I don't think you were happy when this happened, but it does remind me of the 22 Phillies where like the whole year, they're frauds, they're choking in September again, and then they kind of just figure it out and get in and have a little bit of a run to them. So there's a little bit of 22 Phillies with the Sixers right now where people give up and then they're back in. Now, maybe last night was like the Cardinals game. Like, I mean, the Sixers with Embiid are not like struggling down the stretch. They could be surging at the right time, but it's sort of 22 Phillies from that standpoint. But the other thing is what the Phillies did around the deadline that year was they cut Didi, they cut Odubel, they cut Jerry Familia. Mm-hmm. They should cut Toby.
I did not think that's where you were ending with all
they're
this.
They're so much better without him, and they're so much
the
more
ball
fun,
moves way better.
And they're so much more watchable. Like, cut him, whatever. Like, might be a little strong. Don't let him on the court.
Well, I think you have to get him to agree to a fake injury.
Sure,
fan which him. He won't. Like a new.
Can't be out there. He can't be out there. So much better without him.
I don't disagree with you, but they're going to put him out there.
I can't. Well, then they're going to lose.
Maybe
they're going to lose. That starting five last night was perfectly fine.
And the closing of the game. I mean, Toby was on the court for the closing minutes against the Thunder. Like, I think he's going to be out there. I agree with
you. I know you
I would
think
not
he's
going to
be
out
there.
Yes, I would not put him out there. I agree with you. I would not play him. But I think we need to accept the fact that he is going to be out there.
Why do I have to accept that fact?
Because I think that's what's going to happen,
Of course it's probably
going
to happen.
What do you think is going to happen?
What I think is going to happen is I think he's going to be out there.
Okay,
and I think he's gonna be playing. What I think is the smartest move is to find some kind of injury and don't let him touch the court again. He has gotten that bad. And that, like, I don't care he had 5 threes last game. Like, last night looked like a good basketball team. And I can't take when the ball finds him and he just holds it.
Well,
move the basketball.
Here's where it comes down to. Like, and I guess they could both be on the court. But we've, like, gone back and forth on Kelly Oubre.
I know. I don't know where I'm at now.
Look, this is another example of me jumping ship. I was so in on Oubre all year. You getting in my ear all the time. You're like, he's a losing player. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, Oubre was huge last night. And I don't think he makes the plays. He doesn't make that play where Oubre, like, intercepts or not intercepts. He, like, gets through on the pass, goes full court, gets the and one, or I think it wasn't a foul. But he gets that big bucket. Like, Toby is not making that play.
No. So he's had some actual defense. He's had two big steals late in games.
Oubre?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, when Oubre's on, I mean.
Man, when Oubre's on, get out of the way.
I was going to wait to do this, but I actually need a formal Oubre apology from you guys. Like, we need to get back.
Wow.
Since he came back.
There's a lot of season left.
Since he came back, right?
Hold on. Is this about you think he's going to get $25 million a year?
Yeah, we could not bring that up.
James has his laptop out with stats.
We're eye tests.
You're going to shame us with numbers. You can
listen, man. Last five games, ready? 19 points a game, seven rebounds, one assist, one steal, one block. He's been a negative.
What's
and
he
only
shooting three, from three? Is that curiosity?
He's hot. He's
yeah,
hot
I feel like he's been better. It's not
41% from three in these last five games.
Yeah,
like, it's time. Back.
We forget that before the incident and before everyone got injured, that Oubre was probably going to win Sixth Man of the Year the first month of the season. He's probably back to that with everyone healthy. If he's not,
is this about your?
It's not.
So
please don't bring that up. Can we not?
So no, last night,
answer my question first before you embarrass me. Answer my question. I'm not ashamed. I needed a.
Last night we're at the bar. We're talking about Kelly Oubre.
This is masterful on your part.
And James Jackson, with dead seriousness in his eyes, goes, I think Oubre is going to get 22 to 25
million. That's not how it happened.
Number you
said. He's getting Redick money.
But that's not how it happened.
You got to
lead everyone down the path before you just drop
that's
the
how you set a narrative.
Yeah.
But the question was, like, when Oubre hits free agency, will he get picked up, and what would the number be?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And first number that came out of my mouth was 20 to 25 a year.
22 to 25.
No, 20 to 25.
No, you are trying to spin a narrative.
You
said 22 to 25.
What did you say? Tell people what you said.
I thought he's going to get like less than 10.
Which I think is just as crazy.
I think it's just as crazy.
$10 to $15 million a year.
I don't think
and
so.
Jack
man.
Is the voice of reason.
I don't think so.
Right in the middle.
Down the middle, Jack. Yeah. I really don't think he's going to. He's on the minimum this year.
And
if the Sixers do what we're all hoping to do, he's going to be a big part of that.
Yeah.
And he's going to prove.
If they win
Would you rather resign Heald? Would you rather resign Heald or Oubre?
Well, so that's the other thing. Who do you think gets more money?
Who?
Heald.
Buddy or Oubre?
I think Buddy does,
but like I would rather
Oubre. Resign Oubre.
Yeah,
for sure. I think Oubre is a better player.
I mean, Buddy barely plays on the Sixers.
Buddy was bad last night.
Yeah.
Buddy's consistently bad.
There's going to be in the next week or so a campaign of resign Oubre.
But not a campaign.
Not a campaign.
So I think this is
a campaign of re-signing Oubre.
I think this is official podcast stance. We're taking our Oubre hating and putting it on Buddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've adjusted.
Yeah.
I'm not off the Oubre take, but I don't not like. Well, I like watching Kelly.
I think
Oubre
is what we thought he was, which is he's just all over the place. Like, when he plays great, he's awesome. Like, he has an NBA body. He has, like, long arms.
The NBA
shoot.
Body thing.
He does. He does. He's like
and eyes.
The most – well, I said it last pod.
He's a face.
He's got the best face in the NBA. Yeah. But, like, if you look at how – I mean, the Sixers haven't had this type of, like, athletic wing in so long.
And if you put him back on the bench, he's a spark plug on the bench. Like, he had too much
– I got to start Kelly.
He had too much responsibility when everyone was hurt. That's why he looks so bad.
He's better as, like, a third or fourth option.
Yes.
Lowry, I think, is the third best player in Oubre's of
Lowry's the third. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, the smart, heady.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if the Heat are a little – like, they gave him up for essentially
– I agree. I think it was a dumb move by them.
Like would you rather have Scary Terry or him? I guess you'd rather have the younger player. But also, Scary Terry kind of just like.
Scary
Terry
has no playoff experience.
Yeah.
He shot him in and out of the game.
That's what he does. But the Oubre thing is part of the reason why. It's just like, I don't want Toby out there.
I agree.
Like, the starting five last night and Batum, when he can just be like the smart, heady, you know, veteran guy. Him, Lowry, I trust late in games when it's like making the correct basketball decision. So it makes Oubre just go be Oubre. You know what I mean? Whereas Toby, if he's out there, it's like, his teammates don't even trust him. There's been times in the last couple of games where, like,
Maxie's yelled at him.
He's open, and guys are just like, nah, we're going right to the rim. Like, it's a problem.
I thought it was impressive that Nick Nurse kept KJ Martin in the game last night.
A lot of KJ Martin.
Yeah, we were talking last night, like, and every time I looked up, he was on the court. But
he's like 6'4".
Yeah, he's got a weird NBA body.
Like, he doesn't really do
yeah,
anything.
He's like he's kind of like a tweener in football. Like he's like not a defensive end, not a defensive tackle, not a linebacker. He's like a little bit of everything. Obviously not physically, he's not a defensive tackle. But I think he's a tweener. But I give Nick Nurse credit for sticking with him. Like at the end of game, when the Sixers were making that comeback, it would have been easy to go back to the starters, but he stuck with KJ Martin. I give him credit for it.
Yeah. So big win last night. Do you have any final thoughts on the game before we move on?
No.
Okay. Two games this weekend. They play Memphis and they play the Spurs. Would you play Embiid both just to try to go for the sixth seed?
So this is going to be a bit of a cop-out answer, but I would really just let Embiid pick. Like, if he feels he can play, then I would
can
play
you
him.
Give an opinion?
I know.
Did you just say on a podcast, I let the player do like?
Well, that's my honest truth.
I think that's what they've been doing.
I don't feel it. I'll put it this way then. I do not feel a need to absolutely play in both games. I'll put it that way.
By the way, they should win. They should win the Memphis game without him.
Well, we all know if Embiid doesn't play, they'll lose. Mm. That's the tough thing.
Triple J will have like a
yeah. But they probably need to win out.
They
in my
need
opinion.
To win out.
Yeah. They probably need to. At the most, I think they can lose one game.
Memphis is a gritty team, man. Just went to Milwaukee.
Oh, well, all right. So here's a question.
They did beat Doc.
Yeah.
They did.
Just went to Milwaukee.
Do you feel more or less confident that they would win the 7-8 matchup after last night? Because there's a little part of me that's worried that if it's the Heat again, it'd be really tough to beat them two times in a row.
It's not football.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, they have to beat them more than. They have to beat them at least four.
They play the
Heat,
what, four times a year?
True. Okay.
It's not like a. It's not like. Like having to beat the same team in football three times in a year is, I think, really
People
hard.
People say that, yeah.
Basketball, I don't know if it's like that hard.
Yeah,
so,
baseball, they play like 80
baseball doesn't
billion
matter
times.
At all. Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. Hockey?
Well, you know.
Well, why South Philly sauce that?
Yeah.
So I was.
We are going to. We talked about this last night.
We're
going to
take
we're
over.
We're going to take over South Philly sauce.
Yes, drop it.
I will warn Alan Ashley.
No, like. It's going to be a not hot, like a hostile takeover.
Yeah,
you're just going to bust in the room when we're in there and just hop off the mic.
So I almost tweeted this morning or last night. I was going to tweet, the Sixers have the best chance to win the title in the city. The Eagles have the full season. The Phillies have the full season. And the Flyers don't play hard. What's it going to be?
They do play hard, though.
Was that like a subtweet at? We were hoping that they saw it.
It was a subtweet of Flyers fans. Because the whole thing is, the Flyers play so hard.
Subtweeting Flyers.
The coach just said he doesn't think
deranged.
The coach just said he doesn't think they're playing hard enough.
They didn't play hard for a quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
For a period.
He called them soft,
so
which is
I
crazy.
So how can I take them as serious?
Because
Stanley
they could
respond.
But you subtweeting Flyers fans is
that
hilarious.
That was the whole point of the tweet. People would have read it as me like dissing the other teams, but it was a clear.
Plus, it would have been bold doing that, and then also heading to the Northeast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It was a big Flyers bar last night.
100%.
Lucky the Flyers weren't playing.
Yeah. It would have been a party. So, I think at this point, I am willing to risk a little bit to make sure they can have the best chance
so
to get the sixth.
You would play Embiid.
Play them both.
Okay.
Play them both. I mean, listen, if he plays like 25 to 28 minutes and they're done by the fourth, mm-hmm. whatever.
And keep the momentum up. You don't want these two good wins and then
back
to lose.
Back to back.
Okay.
Back to back is tough.
It is bad.
I mean, he won't have to play back-to-back in the playoffs, so there's no real reason.
He
to,
won't,
like,
but
push.
It'll only be a day between games in the playoffs.
True,
and if you can get—listen, part of the reason why I won the 60s so much is you have, like, what, 5 days off?
A week,
yeah.
If you have 5 days off, just push for it. There's, what, six games left? Five games left?
But man, the high of winning that game kind of makes me want the play-in. Like, it would be like if we're just going to look at this strictly from a fan perspective, just think of how exciting it would be that play-in game.
Play-in game and then the Bucks, no matter what.
Yeah, like that.
2 days later, like, no rest.
I understand if I could craft the path, like, I would pick the sixth seed with the Cavs. But just from a pure content perspective, it would be really cool to watch them win a play-in game. That would be a really fun experience.
Yep.
Glad you agree with that strongly.
Very strongly.
Yeah.
Very strongly. I was locked in.
I was going to say, you could care less about my interest in the play-in. It's all right.
Sorry,
when it happens and they win, I think it'll be awesome. But if they lose, it would suck.
It would suck. I would rather just make sure
I don't know if I want to play the Heat with like their life on the line.
The Sixers playing the 9-10 matchup would be just all time.
That would cancel the season.
It would be very painful because they would win and I would say it's a big deal and I would be like, no, it's not, blah, blah, blah. So.
Just don't say it's a big deal.
I won't. I'm not unable to contain this. It'd be like winning a game seven.
It'd be like beating the Heat.
I mean,
on a
would
Thursday
it not
night.
Be? You win it, lose, win or lose, and go home.
It's all right. It's the play-in though.
But it's
literally
still,
just for the right to go to the playoffs
game.
Right. Yeah. And last night was a massive.
It was
a very important.
I speak nothing but truth.
Maxie's shot being the Iverson step over esque was the highlight of my night.
There's been three scorchers in this podcast.
I'm trying.
You're having a big day.
So look, it's sunny outside.
We just had an earthquake, so you survived.
We didn't do the coffee update, which we should have.
No, so I didn't get a regular coffee because it was sunny and like it looked like a summery day. So I got a salted caramel cream coffee.
You really like, you took this coffee thing and completely ran with it.
It felt like not a
regular. Now we're changing seasons.
Make myself get an adult coffee day. It was get something I'm going to enjoy.
Well, especially again, because we are all survivors today.
Yeah. I mean, life is short, man.
Life's too short
to get black coffee with cream.
That's right. So final couple of things here. The Phillies jerseys are fine. Everyone take a deep breath.
No, they're not.
All right.
So that was slick of you to try to get that in there, but they are not.
here's my jersey take. First of all, you can tell who's a soccer fan and who's not. Because soccer teams get new jerseys every single year that are different colors. And this like outrage over the Phillies wearing blue jerseys. Like, get over it. Like, they're not.
I don't care about the color. They're just ugly.
But I think if they were more Phillies colors, people would be more accepting of them.
Yeah.
And they look different. But, like, that's what happens. They can't. No. Every jersey can't be red or white. Like, so
you can have a different color. It's just got to represent the city. That doesn't say Philly to me at all.
I don't know
all.
If you watched the video, but it does represent the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all.
I'm glad they went Philly rather than Phila. I don't like when people.
For sure. Philly. Now, I will say the font is very Harry Potter.
It's bad. No, yeah. The font's not great.
But
the hats are great. Helmets are great.
I think it looks good as a full thing. Like, I like that the pants are dark. I like that only part of it is it like lights and it goes down into it. I think it's a great jersey. Better jersey, that one or the Sixers, like. Nike third one.
I liked all the City Connect jerseys.
Yeah.
Like the Broadhouse Row one?
Even that one.
No, well, all right. Are you going to have an opinion on the jerseys or are you just going to?
They're fine.
Okay. There we go. No,
I don't get worked up about jerseys.
I leave that for you.
Yeah, I love jerseys.
You are a fashion guy.
Look, I'm going to probably buy some stuff today. I swear.
The hat, yeah.
I'm definitely getting the hat.
Bronny Jr., also, final thing here, did enter the draft today.
He did.
While also being in the transfer portal. Mm. Good stuff.
I mean, Daryl's definitely going to draft him, right?
Would you rather this offseason sign Paul George or LeBron?
I would rather sign Paul George. LeBron.
My heart literally just.
I think Paul George fits his team better.
Than LeBron James.
Dude, LeBron James.
Go.
LeBron James, you're going to have to run the whole offense.
Like, absolutely. You should with a smile on your face.
I think both would be great additions, but Paul George, I think, allows Maxi to be Maxi a little more. I think Embiid's still the face of the team. I mean, also, do you have to take Bronny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You draft Bronny.
With a smile on your face.
A few years ago.
Do you want to win a title or not?
That's my question.
Hold on. First of all, a few years ago, I said I would trade Ben Simmons for Bronny Jr. at the time, and everyone laughed at me. But I think that
because he was in high school.
How long ago was that?
He was, I think, in eighth grade when I said it.
Like,
you are.
And I was correct. I was correct.
How are you correct?
Ben has been a nothing for the past
but now
two
you,
or three
years.
And LeBron James Jr. is about to play for like Pepperdine next year.
Or Duquesne. Yeah.
Or Nova.
Or Nova.
If you were LeBron, would you rather go Bronny? What Philly college would you pick? You're obviously not picking Drexel or South.
Are you being serious right now?
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you rather play for Temple?
Go to Temple.
Yeah.
Go to Temple. No, that was personal.
A real city school.
Really good.
He's trying to get me worked up. Let me go back to the LeBron.
Picture LeBron playing in South Philly, catching the sub down to North Philly and watching Bronny.
The big kid.
Is he going to get on like, the
Broad Street line?
Can you even take public transportation to Nova? I guess probably
yes,
like
there's literally
the
a
bars.
Yeah, there's literally a regional rail that drops right on Nova's campus.
The regional rail is not.
You think LeBron's going to take the regional rail? that'd be a massive story.
Can you picture like the helicopter going from South Philly to North Philly to watch Bronny versus whoever is in Temple's division?
Like, you can't even name Temple's
division. Of course I can't.
Division.
The AAC.
the conference. Yeah.
I believe. So, bring me LeBron, per usual, because we're trying to win a title this year.
Well, Paul George... I think LeBron ages better than Paul George, but I think Paul George...
he's already aged. Isn't he aged at this point?
Well, did you see the Paul George quote where it was like, what can you guys do to get Harden going? And he's like, I don't know.
I'm not the coach. Next question.
Nice. Is he a bad vibes guy?
Who? Paul George?
Paul George's not great vibes guy.
Yeah, he's never won anything.
He was clutch back in the day, though.
Against who? In 2013.
And who beat him?
LeBron.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, LeBron.
Roy Hibbert was his center, though. I still can't believe. That's
Lance Stevenson was his running mate.
So, but the good part about LeBron here is that him and JJ would be closer for their podcast.
Picture LeBron and JJ doing a live pod from the League
in our
center.
Studio.
Yeah, coming in here and doing it. Now, in all seriousness, is Daryl Morey going to draft Bronny?
To get LeBron, yes.
Yeah. So I don't think
championship odds.
I don't
baby.
Think Bronny will go in the first round.
Not even close. He averaged 4 like, points a game last.
Yeah, but like
year.
Bronny's getting. I want to call him LeBron. So but are we sure he's getting drafted?
He'll get drafted because LeBron's coming.
And also, like after the 23rd pick, it's not really a real draft pick.
What about Jalen Brunson? Who's like the 20,
it's a fluke.
25th. Well, what about Draymond Green? What about Jokic?
Again, I'm not saying there's never been a player.
What about Josh Hart?
Well, but, all right. Well,
I feel like you're trying to no, like, you're really, seeing how far you could
no, no,
go to
really
get a rise out of
this.
And you're just, you chose 23 because Maxie is 22, right?
No, I actually thought that's what about was my that question. After I said it. But the point I'm making is, I think in basketball, like 1 through 10 is a legit first round pick. 10 through 20 is probably a second or third round pick.
The lottery
in
goes
NFL
to the 15,
standards.
Right?
I think the lottery goes to 15.
It's also apparently an awful NBA draft.
Well, it's probably where Bronny's going.
Not a great one.
Bronny will get drafted.
Of course, because LeBron's coming with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
I think Bronny kind of has a similar body to KJ Martin.
Okay. He's a combo guard.
Yeah, I think he's like a...
KJ Martin's a power forward.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't picture it. We'll see. I saw
he's not really an NBA player.
Well, some people are saying his game translates better to the NBA.
Did LeBron write that for those people or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think something tells me that's how that leaked. But.
Yeah. All right. Well, either way, big weekend for the Sixers. Back-to-back games. We'll see what Embiid does, see how they play. And we'll be back with a new Clap Your Hands next week. Big
at
stuff.
At some point, yeah.
Big stuff. Thanks for listening. For Elliot Joe Parks, James Jackson, and Jack Fritz, another edition of Clap Your Hands.